Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. Today we're jumping right into the rapidly transforming worlds of gaming and entertainment, where technology and storytelling are colliding in new, exciting ways. Developers are pushing the envelope with experimental projects, bold narrative choices, and immersive experiences designed to pull you deeper into every game and show. First up, Invincible VS is redefining interactive storytelling by dropping players into Cecil Stedman's action-packed universe, a playground for comic book fans and action seekers alike. The team behind Invincible VS wanted players' choices to truly shape their hero's journey, so every decision you make can send the narrative and character arcs in totally new directions. It's all about balancing superhero power with human vulnerability, something that many superhero games have struggled to capture until now. But it's not just interactive comics making waves. Major franchises like Battlefield are bringing back single-player campaigns with a renewed cinematic focus. In Battlefield 6, you'll find a high-octane campaign experience that puts you in the thick of modern warfare, richer than ever before, with new brutal mechanics and top-tier visuals. And for early birds who pre-order, the game offers a complimentary season pass, a clear sign that studios are doubling down to heighten player satisfaction and long-term loyalty. While the big names steal headlines, indie games are quietly, or sometimes not so quietly, reshaping the creative landscape. Hits like Cecil Hollow and The Dark Queen of Morthome are challenging genre conventions, blending unexpected mechanics with rich storytelling to offer something truly different. These titles are winning over audiences who are hungry for new perspectives and gameplay loops that feel fresh and boundary-pushing. But not all industry stories are just about big wins. Recent tragedies have brought on tough reflections about how we handle loss in entertainment. Conversations are ongoing about ethical recasting, digital doubles, and whether technology helps or hinders authentic connection. This is where humanity meets technology, forcing both creators and audiences to think about what truly matters in our shared narratives. Of course, the legacy of old Hollywood remains profound, with icons like Nancy Olsen and Mel Brooks proving that compelling storytelling always finds its way back into the spotlight. Their influence ripples outwards, inspiring contemporary scripts, character-driven dramas, and a continued push for deeper, more resonant stories across film and games alike. In streaming, with content flooding every platform, curation is now key. Netflix's true crime hits and Amazon Prime's overlooked fantasy series are just a few must-sees making waves this month. It's more important than ever for viewers to sift through an avalanche of options and find the hidden gems that speak to their interests. Meanwhile, innovative in-house features are reshaping some of the industry's most successful franchises, fueling deeper collaboration between game developers and fans. Genshin Impact recently rolled out its user-generated content system, letting players create their own quests and dungeons, while the NPC Memories mod for Red Dead Redemption 2 adds new layers of immersion and interactivity, making every playthrough uniquely personal. However, these advancements come with risks. Nintendo's recent data breach was a stark reminder that no studio is immune, and cybersecurity is more vital than ever in protecting user data and trust. Developers are ramping up their efforts to fortify online platforms, ensuring that as communities grow and features become more connected, safety and privacy keep pace. Now, let's talk about what's coming soon. Pokemon Legends, ZA, just fired up fan speculation after a fresh wave of data mining leaks. With new Mega Evolutions and a launch date set for October 16th, 2025, this release promises to bridge classic mechanics with modern gameplay twists. Community events and surprise features are likely inbound, so this is a title to keep firmly on your radar. Big changes are also shaking up multiplayer games. Deadlock's latest update split opinion among players about its new matchmaking mechanics. While Arena Breakout Infinite is using real-world trading to combat exploits and foster a more authentic community, the approaches differ, but the overall goal is clear. Create healthy, sustainable multiplayer environments where skill and engagement trump bad actors and pay-to-win loopholes. Turning to cult favorites, Plants vs. Zombies. Replanted is landing soon with a host of fresh features like HD graphics, cloudy day mode, and permadeath gameplay for those who want a real challenge. Releasing October 23, 2025, it's perfect for series veterans and newcomers looking to dig into a lively tower defense experience. In the action RPG world, Soulframe is making headlines with its Founders Program and the Prelude 11 update, each introducing new characters, enhancements, and opportunities for deeper player engagement. Meanwhile, Genshin Impact heads into its Luna 2 update on October 22nd, which will expand its world with another Archon quest and a brand new Miliastra Wonderland content platform. This user-generated content system is set to unlock creative possibilities for both exploration-minded and combat-loving fans alike. Shoot 'em up, enthusiasts, take note. Sektori is launching soon, promising intricate bullet patterns, demanding boss fights, and dynamic level designs to test even the most seasoned reflexes. Fans of crafting-based RPGs won't want to miss Atelier Resslariana, The Red Alchemist and The White Guardian, the latest in the Atelier series, famous for its unforgettable characters and deep alchemy mechanics. And fighting game diehards, this one's for you. Bandai Namco turned up the hype at EVO France by announcing Super Saiyan 4 Goku, Daima, for Dragon Ball FighterZ, slated for arrival in spring 2020. Fan speculation is running wild, and it's definitely shaping up to be one of the most eagerly anticipated character releases of the year. Speaking of major shifts, the entertainment industry at large is confronting big questions about sustainability, mental health, and the pressure of celebrity culture. Stories from well-known figures like Megan Fox and Liam Hemsworth are drawing attention to the complex realities of work-life balance and personal well-being in high-pressure creative fields. Meanwhile, consumer opportunities are everywhere. Select LEGO sets saw price drops this week, making it a good time for collectors, while our top sci-fi streaming picks will help you make the most of your downtime. And for lovers of classic mysteries, Agatha Christie's Death on the Nile has been reimagined by Microids as a 1970s adventure game, blending the old-school charm of Christie's narrative with stylish new game mechanics. Masahiro Sakurai's exclusive networking dinner at the Tokyo Game Show brought together game directors and creators from every corner of the industry, fueling next-gen collaboration and innovation. Demos and betas aren't slowing down either. Skate Story is making a splash with its metaphysical skateboarding gameplay, challenging players to master tricks while unraveling a philosophical narrative. Reddit is also getting into the gaming act with its new game's launchpad, letting users enjoy bite-sized games right from the eSports games on. Reddit subreddit and deepen community engagement within the app. Sports game fans, you'll want to look out for EA Sports FC 26, which is debuting its ratings reload feature, giving fans direct influence over player stats based on real-world performances. VR enthusiasts have Maestro to look forward to, a music-based conducting experience that uses immersive VR tech to teach rhythm, musicality, and leadership, while still keeping one eye on the challenge of technical stability and precision. Now let's jump into esports. Capcom Cup 12 just adopted a first-to-three competitive format for group brackets, aiming to make matchups more dynamic and weighted toward player skill, and to align with other tournaments embracing longer set formats. Big news also broke with the reveal of Assassin's Creed Shadows for the rumored Nintendo Switch 2, causing a stir after a box art leak signaled its long-awaited debut. A huge win for fans eager for the franchise to make the jump to next-gen handhelds. In consumer tech, Bose is slashing prices on its acclaimed soundbars, with their latest model promising clear dialogues and an easy upgrade path for home theaters of all sizes. Cloudheim also arrives on Steam as a playable demo, showing off physics-based combat, co-op gameplay, and crafting mechanics as it gears up for its early access release in 2025. Overwatch 2 is going big for its Season 19 update on October 14th, introducing the Haunted Masquerade Halloween event, customizable character masks, returning favorites like Junkenstein's Revenge, and a reimagined stadium mode with two new heroes and a suite of quality of life updates. Plus, the new Battle Pass integrates layered lore content and mythic skins, ensuring players can keep collecting while uncovering untold backstories in the Overwatch universe. Fortnite, never known to pass up a good crossover, is rolling out a Simpsons-themed glider as part of its latest collaboration, complete with unique animations that hint at more expansive tie-ins on the horizon. Not every new business model lands smoothly, though. Capcom Cup 12's attempt to go pay-per-view angered some fans, prompting a reevaluation of ticketing prices and more inclusive engagement strategies. It just goes to show how vital fan feedback is when companies explore fresh monetization models within esports and competitive scenes. In pixel art news, Filna Fantasy, soon to launch on Nintendo Switch, promises detailed combat and deep customization for RPG fans who love that retro look with modern flair. Across all these releases, the one thing tying everything together is the industry's relentless push to blend technology, storytelling, and vibrant community engagement into more memorable user experiences. Whether it's the creative freedom offered by user-generated content in Genshin Impact, or the renewed emphasis on sustainability and mental well-being, the sector continues to evolve in creative and often surprising ways. The synthesis of indie and mainstream, the overlap of real and virtual communities, and the emphasis on authentic storytelling signal a future that's more diverse, dynamic, and connected than ever before. So if you love stories that challenge the status quo or gameplay systems that have never been seen before, this is a fantastic time to be part of this community. Keep your eyes peeled for evolving trends, upcoming demos, and those hidden gems on every platform. Because this golden age of gaming and entertainment is only just getting started. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.